Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome in to Outkick the Show. I'm your fearless leader, Clay Travis. I hope all of you are having fantastic Wednesdays. It is draft eve, wherever you may be across the country or around the world. We have got a lot to dive into today. Right off the top, news, Outkick has responses from every Sweet 16 coach in the NCAA Women's Tournament in the wake of Dawn Staley saying she thinks men should be able to play women's basketball if they believe they are women. I'll discuss all of that with you. Alec Baldwin, Mayor Eric Adams of New York City, viral videos. Campus protests going crazy all over the country, the latest there. John Fetterman makes sense. Reggie Bush gets his Heisman back. Joe Biden is Ron Burgundy. All of that and more. Also, an Australian free speech battle that has major consequences, I believe, in it when it comes to worldwide speech patterns and proclamations and precedents. I will talk about all that. But right at the top, yesterday, I got a fact wrong. When I get facts wrong, and facts are different than opinions, one of the biggest issues that exists in media today is a failure to distinguish between fact and opinion. A fact is something that is demonstrably true or false. An opinion is something you believe, which should be ideally built on facts. Yesterday, I said that my favorite basketball player in the world, LeBron James, that he had not won a series since they won the NBA Finals in the bubble in 2020. That was wrong. I got it wrong. We should have caught it at Outkick. We didn't. I did a quick research. I saw that the Lakers were the 7 seed. I knew that they got swept last year by the Nuggets. I thought it happened in the first round. The Lakers actually got swept in the Western Conference Finals after beating the Memphis Grizzlies. I have no recollection of the Memphis Grizzlies being a 2 seed. And after beating the Golden State Warriors. So I got that wrong. When I get something wrong, I own it. I man up. I tell you, that is on me. Nobody else fact-checked it. I did. Congratulations to LeBron James on beating the Grizzlies last year and on beating the Golden State Warriors, winning both of those series. I still think he's awful, and I think that he has ruined the NBA in conjunction with Adam Silver, Greg Popovich, and Steve Kerr, but he won 2 series last year. I got that wrong. That's on me. When I get facts wrong, I come to you and I say, I blew it. Nobody else's excuse, but my own. That was my failure. Boom, right off the top. All right, let's dive into the big story that Outkick is driving today. I think it's significant. You'll recall that Dan Zakrzewski, one of the writers at Outkick, in the day before Iowa played South Carolina, asked Dawn Staley and Lisa Bluter whether or not they believe that women should be able to compete against men in men should be able to identify as women and compete as women in women's college basketball. Dawn Staley said she did believe that. Iowa's women's coach said she would get back to us, that it was an important question, but she didn't have her opinion and didn't want to give it on the day before the national title game. So Outkick followed back up with Iowa coach Lisa Bluter multiple times. First, they said she was too busy because the WNBA draft was going on. Then they said she was too busy because she's recruiting. So after a couple of weeks, we figure they don't want to answer. And so we said, and I think this is the right call, hey, how about we go out to every women's Sweet 16 coach, every program that made the Sweet 16 in women's college basketball, and we will ask them from Outkick, every women's coach, do you believe that men should be able to identify as women and compete in women's college basketball? Dawn Staley said yes. The other 15 women's college basketball coaches did not provide an answer they all refuse to comment on the question, do you believe that men should be able to identify as women and play women's college basketball? What an unprecedented degree of cowardice. And I want to take a moment here to hit on a couple of things. One, how about Riley Gaines? I admire many things about many people. The thing that I admire the most is fearlessness. When you believe that you are right and you are willing to own that argument, even though you know that there are going to be a lot of slings and arrows coming your way. Riley Gaines, if Leah Thomas did not exist, would be not working at OutKick, not doing television hits on Fox News, not giving speeches all over the country and fighting on behalf of women's athletics. She'd be in dental school. She ended up in the battle that she is in because a man decided to identify as a woman and won a women's swimming championship. And she said, that ain't right. And she went about fighting against men being able to identify as women and compete in women's athletics. Now, there are a lot of other women that are fighting this battle with her. But I am so proud of her. And I saw she just shared this week, she just turned 24 years old. She, and I give a lot of credit to her husband, Louis, for having her back, given all of the threats that come her way. I hope that my kids grow up to be as brave and fearless as Riley Gaines is. Now, I don't have daughters. I've got three boys, as many of you know. But to be willing to stand up for the truth and to take all of the condemnation that rains down upon you at that age is, I think, a tremendous accomplishment. Her parents should be incredibly proud. Her husband should be incredibly proud. But most importantly, props to Riley for being willing to take a stand that 15 grown men and women who are paid millions of dollars to coach women's basketball are not willing to take. And I disagree with Dawn Staley's position, but I do give her credit, even though she blocked me on Twitter and she blocked Riley and she blocked everybody at OutKick. I do give her credit for honestly answering the question, something 15 other coaches won't do. So one, credit to Riley Gaines, credit to OutKick. Second part here. I said credit to OutKick because we're willing to ask this question. All of these coaches do regular media availabilities all season long in many different cities and states all over the country, and no one else has asked them this question. So some people came out there and they said, this is such an inappropriate question to ask at this point in time. Why would OutKick do this? You should never get credentialed for anything else ever again. It's the most newsworthy question out there. When is the right time to ask if men should be able to win women's championships? When is appropriate? When would you say, okay, that's the right time and place to ask this question? You can ask it now. The time is now. It's a time for choosing across the entire nation. And I'm fired up about this. There are a lot of binaries out there. Either you believe men and women are different or you don't. There's no middle ground. There's no changing. And I see this tied in. Either you believe Israel should be able to defend itself or you don't. There's no middle ground. OutKick is on the side of truth, honesty, and fearlessness. We are not going to be perfect. You just heard me say I screwed up how many series LeBron James has won. But what we will be is honest with our audience and authentic. You may hate me. You may hate everything that OutKick stands for. But you know what? I'm not going to sound any different talking to you right now than I do on the radio or than I will at a bar. There is no different me. Like, this is it. I say exactly what I think. I stand on what I believe. And you can love it or hate it, but the entire OutKick brand is going to do the same. I want fearless warriors, because this is a time for battle. You got to suit up. I love that Game of Thrones meme. You got to sometimes be Jon Snow drawing your sword, even though the entire horde is coming after you, and you say, bring it. You talk to anybody. I ain't a look over my shoulder guy. I really not. Like, I don't look over my shoulder like, who's behind me now? Who's got my back? I'm going to draw my sword, and I'm going to start swinging, and you may chop me down, but I'm taking a lot of people with me. That's the time and the place and the demand of the moment. It is to take up the sword of truth and swing that bad boy as hard as you can. And that's what we do at OutKick, and that's what I endeavor to do every day for all the time that I'm talking to you and all the time that I'm not talking to you. Why is OutKick the only outlet in all of sports media that will even ask this question? Because we live in a profoundly untrue world, an inauthentic era. There are a lot of BS purveyors out there. They won't stand up for truth. As long as I'm involved, we're going to fight for truth every single day. And the simple truth of the matter is this. If you got a dick, you're a dude. And if you don't, you're a chick. Sorry, doctors don't get sex wrong. When you're born, you either have a penis or a vagina. You got a dick or you don't. And if you got a dick, you shouldn't be able to win a women's championship. I can't believe that I'm considered controversial. Did you see the Nashville Business Journal had a story about me? And they said I was the most divisive person they've ever put on their cover. And if you read any article about me, the word controversial will be in almost every one of those articles. And I always say, and I said it for the sit-down interview that I did with the Nashville Business Journal, I don't even think I have a controversial opinion. I think I am the least controversial person on the planet. I'll sometimes ask, like, what do I believe that's controversial? If you got a dick, you're a dude? How is that controversial? Women's sports should be made up of women. Men's sports should be made up of men. If terrorists attack you, you should be able to kick their ass. Everything that I'm going to talk about today, I don't even think is remotely controversial. I think 75 or 80% of people out there with a functional brain are going to listen. They're going to be like, yeah, he's right. To me, and I'm not even opposed to controversy, to me, a controversial opinion is one that only 20% of people would agree with. And I'm not saying you can't have lots of controversial opinions. I don't even think I have a controversial opinion. I think all my opinions are shared by massive majorities of Americans. I'm trying to sit here with you right now and think, what is my super controversial opinion? I don't even know. I'm open to it. It's not that I'm opposed to having an opinion that only 20% of people have. I just don't even know what that is. So props to OutKick for how we're covering this story. Should be everywhere. Should be talked about widely. And it's why we are continuing to grab market share, because we speak truth in a time of falsehood. All right, a couple of different things that I want to hit. Let's see. Reggie Bush got his Heisman back. I've been arguing for this for the years. I worked with Reggie at the Big Noon Kickoff Show. You guys know I love college football. I think the first time I went on with Reggie several years ago, I said, good to talk with you, Reggie. I think he had a question for me. It's time for you to have your Heisman Trophy back. I give credit for finally this being the resolution. It was ridiculous that they ever took it away. I don't believe that it ever should have been a situation where the Heisman Trust refused to acknowledge him. Matt Leinart's been outspoken on this. Joel Klatt's been outspoken on this. Rob Stone, Urban Meyer, everybody on the Fox pregame show. Lots of people out there. Johnny Manziel recently said, I won't attend the Heisman Trophy ceremony until Reggie Bush gets his Heisman back. I think partly, frankly, this was connected to O.J. Simpson dying and a lot of people saying, wait a minute, O.J. still has his Heisman, and the Heisman Trust wished condolences to Reggie, to O.J. Simpson. I think a lot of people said, wait a minute, you're giving condolences to O.J. Simpson and Reggie Bush doesn't have his Heisman Trophy? I think a lot of people said that's wrong. That's unacceptable. So I think that is significant here. They made the right decision. Several other things. I want to make this clear, and I don't know who needs to hear it. Maybe this is one of those super controversial opinions I have that make me so divisive. Regardless of your politics, you are not the good guy if you pull out a phone and curse at someone and demand that they share the political opinion that you have. This happened to Alec Baldwin as he went to get coffee recently. This happened to Eric Adams on a plane flight to Miami. You can see those viral videos. Maybe when we clip this take, we can embed those viral videos so people can see it. We have to stop normalizing pulling your phone out and recording strangers while you berate them with your own political opinions and either demand that they repeat for you your political opinions or criticize them for theirs. I am a First Amendment absolutist. I am banned by CNN for saying I only believe in the First Amendment and boobs. Maybe that's controversial, although I think boobs are pretty popular, and I tend to think that the First Amendment's pretty popular. Sydney Sweeney, by the way, credit. Really funny. Over the weekend, published a photo of herself that wearing a sweatshirt that says "Sorry for having great tits." Really funny. Anyone but you. Maybe I'm going to lose. Maybe this is controversial. Anyone but you. Rom-com, romantic comedy. I watched it on my flight from Atlanta to Seattle. I had like 5 hours in the air. Not bad as romantic comedies go. I actually thought it was kind of funny, parts of it. But you are not the good guy when you hold up your phone and record strangers and berate them and insult them and curse them over their politics. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you're a Democrat. This is one where John Fetterman and I find myself agreeing a lot with the things that John Fetterman is saying now. I think he's got some common sense. I wouldn't have expected it. One where John Fetterman and I agree. I don't care if you are a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you're an independent, far left wing, far right wing. Content neutral perspective here. You're not the good guy if you pull out your phone and you berate someone and then you post a video of it. This happened to Eric Adams. It happened to Alec Baldwin. I don't agree with a lot of what Eric Adams has done. I don't agree with a lot of what Alec Baldwin would have in terms of his political opinions. I think they were the good guy in this video. Don't be the jerk who is recording people and berating them. It's a time for choosing. I said it's a time for choosing. Are you a boy or are you a girl? It's a binary. Either you believe, as I do, that Israel has the right to defend itself, or you are, I believe, falling victim to the woke virus. Yesterday, I went on Fox News. Some of you may have seen the clip that I shared. Some of you may have seen it live. I said, if a cartel crossed our southern border, and I've been saying this for months, but it went a little bit viral yesterday. If a cartel crosses our southern border, and if they had killed 1,200 Americans in Texas or Arizona or California or anywhere else across our southern border, if they had come into our country, killed 1,200 Americans, taken over 100 Americans hostage, and gone back to Mexico, whether it was the Mexican government, whether it was a cartel group, whoever was responsible for that, we would rain down holy hell upon them. And there might be innocent casualties. Now, Hamas has elected Gaza as their representative. But I'm even using as an example here just a Mexican cartel or some terror group. We would rain down holy hell upon them, and there might be some quote-unquote innocent victims. Anyone who said that the United States did not have an ability to defend ourselves after 1,200 of our citizens were killed and after over 100 of them were captured would be an imbecile, in my opinion. That is what many kids are saying now on American campuses. They are wrong. It is a time for choosing. It's also a time for acknowledging that American speech codes are broken. If there were people on a college campus with tents taking over quads, chanting attacks on black people, every one of those kids would be immediately arrested and they would all be expelled instantaneously. If they were putting their tents out and they were saying death to trans people, death to gay people, they would be expelled immediately and they would be arrested. The faculty at those schools would never line up in support of anybody chanting death to gay people or death to black people or death to Hispanic people, whatever the group might be. There are many groups right now chanting death to Israel, chanting from the river to the sea, supporting Hamas, the people of Gaza, Palestinians, however you want to classify them, as if they are the victim here. And the reason why they're doing it is in this broken identity politics mindset, which I've written a lot about in this book and my last book. I saw this all coming through the prism of sports. They see Jewish people as white colonizers and oppressors. And therefore, even though Jewish people are the victims and have been the victims for thousands of years and were nearly eradicated during World War II, within the living memory of many people still alive today, and even though we just saw the most deadly attack on Jewish people since the Holocaust, even though all that has happened, right now, there are people highly educated in theory, professors and students on campuses all over America, arguing that the Palestinians are the victims, that the people of Hamas are the victims. They're wrong. I'm sorry, it's a time for choosing. And you either have to accept that Israel has the right to defend itself and to eradicate the terrorists who would eradicate them if they could, or you have to acknowledge that you are in favor of the eradication of the Jewish people. Those are the options. There's no middle ground here. Israel was attacked. Israel has the right to defend itself, just as the United States did after 9/11, just as the United States did after Pearl Harbor. That's what happened to Israel. I'm sorry, this is not a difficult decision. What we are seeing is there are many people on the left who are anti-Semitic. I was raised in a Southern Baptist household in Nashville, Tennessee. And I was raised with the idea, just being fully transparent, that Jewish people were the best people on earth because Jesus was a Jew. All of my grandparents told me, and I didn't even know any Jewish people for a long time, Jewish people are the finest people that have ever existed in the history of the world. My grandfather, Richard Fox, and my grandmother, Ruth Fox, took a trip to Israel, I think before I was born, to visit the Holy Land and came back and taught me, when I was a little kid, Jewish people are the greatest people who've ever existed in the history of the world. So I understand there is anti-Semitism. I was actually raised the exact opposite before I even knew a Jewish person, I was raised on pro-Jew. As many Southern evangelicals and as many evangelicals in general are, who grew up in religious households that believe in Jesus. Jesus was a Jew. The Jewish people are amazing. I know there are anti-Semites on the right. I believe, and have long said, that if you are judging anybody based on their identity, you are behaving, I believe, in a wrong fashion. White, black, Asian, Hispanic, gay, straight, Jewish, Protestant, Muslim, whatever your religion is, we have to destroy identity politics. And I think what you're seeing is the left is so taken over by identity politics that they have lost the ability to see truth, and also they have lost the ability to honestly recognize good and evil. Terrorists are evil. Those who would murder, rape, decapitate babies are not the good people. They should be eradicated from the earth. Whether they are gay, straight, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, whether they're Muslim, Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, whatever they are, evil is as evil does. Hamas is evil. Israel has the right to defend itself, period. Anyone protesting otherwise, I believe, has lost the ability to see truth from fiction and good from evil, which is a major issue. Australia. I give credit to Elon Musk because he didn't need to go and become a patron saint for all who believe in the marketplace of ideas and the First Amendment. This story is not getting as much attention as I believe it should. I came back from Australia, in January over Christmas and New Year's, I was there. The degree to which Australia has been taken over by the woke virus, scary, honestly. They have a national sorry day. Before they gave the New Year's fireworks in Sydney, they apologized to the indigenous people of Australia. This place has lost its mind in many ways. But there was there have been a couple of awful attacks in Australia. One in a shopping mall not far in Sydney from Bondi Beach. We drove right past the shopping mall. I specifically remember it because it's a Westfield shopping mall, and there's a Westfield shopping place in L.A. that I stayed by and went and ate and spent a lot of time going to eat dinner and go to movies and whatnot with all the time I spent in L.A. when I was with Fox Sports traveling all the time. And I saw this, and I said, oh, that's interesting. They have their own Westfield shopping plaza. I believe the number is 9 people were stabbed to death in that mall. Shortly thereafter, a priest, I believe it was a priest. If I got this wrong, I apologize. There was a priest, I believe, up at the front at the pulpit, and an individual walked in and stabbed the priest to death. Double violent knife attacks in short order in Australia. The video was later shared of that crime. And Australia, the government came out and said, we cannot allow this video to be shared. Should not be available anywhere on the internet. Elon Musk said, okay, we will restrict the distribution of this video in Australia. But they are now in a battle because Australia says that's not good enough. People can change their VPNs. They can see it in other parts of the world. And that should not be allowed. And Elon Musk, to his credit, is saying no one country should be able to dictate what the rest of the world is allowed to see on the internet. And you know what? He's right. As a matter of principle, the United States or Costa Rica or Brazil or Australia or Lithuania, insert your country here, should not be able to dictate what the rest of the world sees. If you want to institute laws in your country that restricts something. I would disagree with that, but that is what national sovereignty means. But you should not be able to have Australia say the rest of the world shouldn't be able to see this video. I agree with Elon. I think this is an important battle. I give him credit for the battle that he's fighting. There's a new poll that is out from Bloomberg and Morning Consult. It is a monthly poll, and it is of the battleground states. Trump, I'm reading the poll right now. This came out this morning. Trump is up 10 points in North Carolina, 51-41. Trump is up 4 in Wisconsin. Trump is up 8 in Nevada. Trump is up 7 in Arizona. Trump is up 6 in Georgia. Trump is up 1 in Pennsylvania. And Trump, according to this, down 2 in Michigan. So of the 7 acknowledged battleground states, Trump leads in 6 of them. And he leads in 5 of those states by 4 or more. And that would be enough to make him president of the United States right now. Also significantly, whatever bump Biden may have gotten since last month has mostly vanished. Trump is up 2 in North Carolina over the last month, up 3 in Wisconsin, up 5 in Nevada, up 1 in Arizona. Biden has gone up 1 in Georgia. Trump has stayed the same. Trump has gained 2 points in Pennsylvania while Biden has gained 1. Trump has stayed even while Biden has gone up 2 in Michigan. This is significant because there is lots of money now being spent in these battleground states by Joe Biden, and the numbers are not moving very much. Why might that be the case that it is occurring? I think it's because most people have already made up their mind about Biden. And there is a viral video that is circulating today that gives you evidence of why that might be. Joe Biden went full Ron Burgundy. He stood in front of the audience reading off a teleprompter, and he said, 4 more years, pause. He read the instruction in the teleprompter that he should pause. Right after saying what is a very universal and long used chant for anyone running for re-election, 4 more years, we know it well. Biden, who has been reading off teleprompters for multiple generations now, read the instruction in his speech that he should pause. 4 more years, pause. His brain is broken. Whoever is putting whatever they are in the teleprompter, it makes me wonder, what would he not read? How lost is he that he saw that and he actually read the pause? Remember, this has happened before when "Go Get 'Em" was in the speech. Do you remember that? I think it was a State of the Union speech. He finished and it was clear that he had finished, and then he read "Go Get 'Em." And I think that was an instruction to the staff to go get him, and they accidentally left it in. Joe Biden is Ron Burgundy. He cannot win re-election. I do not believe that he will, as we are sitting here 6 months out. But the gambling markets say this is basically a dead heat. It is going to be a close race. Make sure that all of you vote and have your voices heard. All right. Love all of you. DBAP, unless you need to SBAP. I am Clay Travis. It's a time for choosing. There's men, there's women. There's right and wrong. There's terrorists and those who would combat them. Make your choice. Take up your sword. Be fearless and authentic. That's what I try to do every day. I'll tell you exactly what I think, even if it happens to be controversial. Not always going to be perfect. Sometimes I'll forget how many series LeBron has won. But I will always try to be 100% honest with all of you. DBAP, unless you need to SBAP, I'm Clay Travis. This has been Outkick the Show.